Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our generation's team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Good morning and welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host. And by the way, I was thinking about this the other day, that we're every Sunday morning as your way to golf or to the store, to an open market or a farmer's market, which is actually one of the things I do almost every weekend. For all the fresh vegetables that my wife likes to always get. And then she ends up getting a potted plant that may die a month later. Don't tell her I told you that, guys. But she's been really good with lily koi. She's really good with green onions. And now she has a banana tree, which is really good. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out to you. But welcome to the show, Generations Radio, every Sunday morning on 101.1, this great oldies channel. And as you guys know, we do have a lot of topics on our website. So go to our website, look at the third box on the right, and click on the media side, where it has all our past radio shows that we archive as a podcast. So and say, you know, when people say, you guys have a podcast? Yeah, go to our website. It's not on Apple, all these other sites that will sell you stuff and have commercials all day long. Our website has our sponsor commercials from our sponsors like myself, but also more information and direct information from experts in the field of aging. So anyway, we have one of our magazine partners and a longtime Medicare specialist with Kaiser Permanente, Ms. Brandy. How are you, Ms. Brandy?
Hi, Percy. I'm well. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
Yeah, well, you know, Kaiser's been around for a long time. You guys have done great work. And I know you've been in the industry a long time. People have seen Brandy's face, probably heard her voice at times through the years. She will be one of our exhibitors at our Aging in Place event October 1st this year at the Ala Moana Hotel. So write that down. But Brandy, first of all, for a lot of people that may not know you, give us a little background. Like myself, I don't know what high school you went to or what's your background in Medicare.
Okay, sure. Well, born and raised in Hawaii. I grew up in East Oahu. I actually went to Kaiser High School out in Hawaii Kai. I've been with Kaiser Permanente for a lot in the subdivision, working for Kaiser Permanente since 1987.
Really?
Yeah. And I've
been 87, like right out of high school.
Oh, I wish I was right out of high school, but it's been a few years, a few decades actually. But so I've been working for Kaiser Permanente for 30 plus years, and I've been helping the people of Hawaii to better understand Medicare for the last 10.
Wow. What's your background with Kaiser? Are you a nurse or are you just in sales or operations?
Well, I just started off. It was just a little job to have during college, and I realized I didn't want to be in the industry I was training for, and I really loved working at Kaiser Permanente. Did all sorts of things, appointment clerk, physician scheduling, emergency room, occupational medicine, and then I fell into the sales division. And I worked with employers and individuals and eventually evolved into a Medicare sales representative. Yeah.
Were you a Kaiser client when you were growing up?
Or were you new to Kaiser? Actually, no.
Oh, okay. That was my question, because you would have a really good experience. We did have one of your, who was one of your pharmacists or somebody back, maybe a year ago, and she grew up as a Kaiser paid client, and her mother was a Kaiser client. I'm not sure if you remember who that I'm talking about. And she's really young.
I do kind of think, but I can't recall her name, but one of my coworkers, she's also in the Medicare division. She's been a Medicare, she's been a Kaiser Permanente member for life. She was actually born at the Kaiser Permanente Hospital, and then she had her kids at Kaiser Permanente, and now her kids are having kids at Kaiser Permanente.
Wow.
Yeah, so three generations in that particular family.
Well, you guys have been around so long, and it's still the iconic event, you know, when that Kaiser Waikiki Hospital imploded.
Yes.
And then they built the Hawaii Prince Hotel.
Yes.
I still can visually see it in my George G3 over here, probably too young to know that, but how it imploded, and it was on TV, and the building just came down, and then the Hawaii Prince Hotel came up. But wow, that's a great, wow, yeah, you're Miss Kaiser right here now.
That implosion was quite the sight, and it's kind of interesting. So although Kaiser Permanente is no longer in Waikiki, it still has a surf spot, Kaiser
Boy. So Medicare, as before we started, you know, Medicare is a big topic. You know, I've done probably five different companies, maybe more, about Medicare. Different companies that sell Medicare or provide Medicare services from the front end to the back end. And what's amazed me is that every show I learn something new. And I've been in business 20 years. I've known Medicare people for 20 years. Never thought about it before that. But as I educated myself about Medicare, it's amazing. Medicare changes every year, doesn't it?
It really does. It evolves. And Medicare itself hopefully evolves to better serve the people.
I definitely think so. I just saw something just the other day about Biden's new package. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, it looks like they're going to, if things go through and pass all of the houses, they're looking at adding additional benefits that have historically been excluded.
Right. But they're going to be increasing the benefits, right, for dental and vision?
Yes.
That's big. That's really big. Because as you guys know listening, if you're on Medicare or going to be planning to get Medicare, you're limited.
Yes.
On your deductibles, but also that cap, yeah, per year. I think it's $7,500 now?
Yeah, there's this out-of-pocket maximum dependent upon the plan.
Right.
It can vary, but $7,550, I think.
Yeah, maximum. But they want to reduce that or eventually take it away over the year, next two or three years, right?
We're hoping that they'll definitely make some adjustments on that.
Yeah. And, you know, Obamacare started, what, 10, 15, 12 years ago? 15 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, the Affordable Care Act.
The Affordable Care Act was, to me, I thought, when, you know, we did shows on that, I thought, God, that was a game changer.
Yes, right? I was very appreciative for the rest of the nation. Here in Hawaii, we actually did a really good job of caring for our community. But the Affordable Care Act really instilled that throughout the rest of the nation and set some really good foundations for all health insurance plans to follow.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, you know, I do have clients on my reverse mortgage business all over the state, and I do talk to them about their health history. And, you know, my personal experiences, and when I go to conferences on the mainland, Hawaii has done a great job in healthcare. You know, you see all the strikes and all the problems going on, especially now with mental health. That you know, that's all over the country. You know, one of the first things I do up and get up in the morning, besides checking my phone, is drink my coffee, my espresso, and read a newspaper. And every week you see strikes with teachers and mental health workers and nurses. Minnesota, what was that, 15,000 nurses are in striking?
Yes.
Next 3 days, 15,000. That's unbelievable. I mean, Seattle has a big, it did settle the strike, though, for teachers. I mean, it's rampant everywhere. But I tell you guys, listening, you have to be your own advocate. We have some great programs, some great resources, let alone with Kaiser here. That's what we want to kind of dive into. So is Medicare different with Kaiser versus, like you remember telling you, is Kaiser against everybody else? Because Kaiser is the only one here that has everything, a one-stop shop, right?
Yeah,
everybody else is all, what do you call, piecemealed out. I don't think it's a good way to explain it, but kind of piecemealed out, right?
Well, the community is fragmented in regards how you're going to be accessing your care. And Kaiser Permanente, we're unique in regards towards we not only provide the health insurance, so I work for the health insurance arm of Kaiser Permanente Hawaii, but we deliver the care. And the majority of our care is in one location, primary care, x-rays, labs, pharmacy. So, you know, it really helps. You don't have to drive all around the place. The physicians are all connected. So if you need a specialist, your primary care doctor will work with you and refer you out to a specialist within the Kaiser network. And you don't have to look for somebody. They actually will outreach to you and schedule that appointment. So that's kind of really nice.
Well, I tell people, and I work with seniors every day, and I tell people, you know, down the road, like my doctor just, and I'm 62, my doctor is retired late last year. So this year I've been struggling to find a new doctor. I can't even get anybody on the phone.
Yeah, you know? that's a big issue. So in Hawaii, we, in general in the state, we don't have enough physicians, and how Kaiser Permanente actually works to provide care for our membership is we have our physicians, we do telephone appointments, in-person appointments, online web video appointments, and if your doctor's not available, there's always a backup doctor. We're also working with medical schools, so we're a teaching hospital. So that's another way that we try to attract physicians. And the hard part is having them stay here in Hawaii because it's so expensive to live.
Oh, come on. I don't like when people say, oh, it's so expensive to live in Hawaii. I travel, I would say quite a bit because BC, before COVID, I did travel once, twice, three times a year. And I've been East Coast, West Coast. I mean, gosh, you ever been to New York? You ever been to Seattle? You ever been to L.A.?
Love them all, and yes.
I mean, come on. You think we have traffic. Just don't drive between 6:30 and 8:30 and 2:30 or 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Just don't drive. You have no traffic. But you got to go to L.A. and Seattle, San Francisco. Oh, my God. You think parking? You know what's interesting? That I noticed, because in July and August, we had like 5 sets of family and friends come in from the mainland to enjoy Hawaii. And I also went to Maui with some of them. There, you know, Hawaii is going through this big change of charging for parks, charging for admission, charging for parking, blah, 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 entry fee, blah, 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 go out online, blah, blah, blah. And I've asked all these 5 sets of family and friends when they came from the mainland, oh, it's okay. Mainland's been doing it for years.
Yeah, they've been doing it for years.
And so, guys, wake up. I'm glad we're doing it. I'm glad the city and county and state doing some different things and just following the mainland trend. It is a trend. And now the big discussion I actually had last night, because my wife's in the hotel business, this big thing with Hawaiiana, with the hotels and a new contract for HTA, da da da. We don't want to get into that, but we definitely need to take care of our aina. We definitely need to make sure to educate our tourists. In fact, this morning on KGMB, they're on Molokai today. Wednesday. We're taping today, Wednesday, guys. So I don't come in every Sunday morning, by the way, if you're thinking about that. Is that, you know, Molokai as well is trying to push for, we love tourists, but we need to educate them. And that's, I think that's one of the things that we haven't been doing is educating them enough. Yes, Hawaiian Airlines got a great video, but a lot of people don't pay attention to that video, you know.
I noticed that on YouTube, Hawaii Tourism Association, they have some really good videos out there that showcase the aina, the ocean, and also what visitors should really look out for and be proactive and be kind to our people, to our aina and to our...
Yeah, Hawaiian Airlines does the same thing. I love Hawaiian Airlines. You know, I'm going to start traveling Alaska. I'm going to try them out. I've only traveled Alaska once, but no, all that's, you're right. The issue is people don't know about it or people don't pay attention. It's not getting embedded in their way of thinking. Mm-hmm. And like politicians with the, you know, they got to really do groundwork on hand-holding people and just getting them to these tours and getting, you know, Bishop Museum, the Mighty Mo, Pearl Harbor, go out to Kualoa Ranch. You know, I always tell people go walk that Makapu walk. You know, my friends just did the Alawa, Diamond Head walk last week. It was great. But, you know, we just need to understand it. And, you know, I'm 62 now. You can't call me a kupuna, not yet at least, not in my own mind, even though people do call me uncle, and I'm like, who are you calling uncle? But they're 60 or 70 is new, 40 and 50 years old, you know? But, you know, when it comes to Medicare, though, you must have a lot of friends and say, oh, Brandy, I'm 64 and a half. I'm going to turn 65. What do I do?
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of folks outreaching to me for that very thing. And it's so funny about the whole age thing. Oh, my God, I'm going to be so old. I'm turning 65. And I say, you are not old. Look at all the 65. Look at your age band of folks. You guys don't look like a couple of generations ago. Everybody is so much more vibrant, active, healthy. And 65 is just a number.
Oh, you know what's so funny? I went to the Jersey Boys concert last night, the first showing. And I was waiting for my brother and his wife, and we were going together. And my wife and I, just you know, we like whenever we go out, we like to enjoy just the scenery. And I was watching these people, and there's about 6, I can call them seniors, they're a little older than me, trying to do a selfie. And they actually did a pretty good job. I was watching it. We were watching very closely and trying to get the Jersey Boy poster in the background. It was kind of interesting. My wife goes, man, you got to put them in that picture in a magazine because they're all over 60, 65, and they're doing their own selfie. Oh, absolutely, guys. I mean, I kind of have issues with seniors. Oh, I'm too old. I don't do that. I don't have a cell phone, blah, blah, blah. Hey, get with it. Life's changing. Going to change around you. You know, when we got cell phones, you know, back in the early 90s, like, wow, that was a big thing. And looking at cell phones today, it's like, it's your office. So, guys, you know, part of the things I do when I do my workshops, we got to change and not take big leaps. But just change slowly. Ask your grandkid, your neighbors, or your cousins, or whatever. Just learn little things. You know, your phone's not going to blow up if you put an app on there. Yes, we got to worry about fraud apps, things like that. But it just when they all turn 65, you know, it's so funny. I'll tell you a story. I was at McDonald's about 3 years ago, and this bunch of guys were talking, and you know, it's interesting. Guys, you know, when you get older, it was at a golf course. You're having lunch. I have this plan. You've got to get this plan. This is the best plan. I was like, I'm ready to walk over there. Sir, you may enjoy this plan, but it's not for everybody. You know, and it's really not. So, guys, when it comes to Medicare, call up people, experts like Brandy. And if you're looking at Kaiser, or if you're a Kaiser member, that things are going to change. But they have to get educated. They have to be their own advocate, don't they?
Yeah, you really do. You got to see what meets your needs. Especially the whole issue with finding a physician, because your physician retired. My parents were always on another plan, but when they retired, it was for medical reasons, and I actually brought them to Kaiser Permanente because it's just, I'm the caregiver, and it's just a whole lot easier to care for my parents in the Kaiser Permanente network because all the physicians are there, the electronic medical record, so I don't have to keep repeating myself to the physicians. They have all of that. And the medication, my mom takes 5 medications. Ooh, and sees 4 specialists. Ooh. You know, she has very frail health, but it's stable. And so she's living her best life. And it's all, personally, it's due to their physicians and helping them stay an active and healthy life.
Yeah, and that's the thing, that medicine and healthcare today is so much better than 10, 20 years ago, 5 years ago. You know, actually, 4 years ago, we did a regenerative medicine conference in Waikiki. We brought in a 3D printer, one that printed skin. Unfortunately, we brought in worldwide speakers, but there's still, I think it was 19, you know, and we just started hearing rumblings of a virus late in 2019 from these medical doctors around the world. And it did limit the amount of doctors that came. And we had a two-day conference in Waikiki. Unfortunately, I was supposed to be like the MC of the conference, and I got shingles that week. I got shingles. Like, I went swimming that morning, and I took off my shirt, you know, changed everything. Like, and in the afternoon, I went to go golf in the afternoon. I took off my shirt, and I go, what is that? On the side of my chest, my rib cage, these little blotches, like, oh, no, what is that? So I took a picture with my friend's a nurse practitioner, Steven Ito from Ohana Pacific. I said, Steven, what is this? Oh, that's shingles. Oh, my goodness. And I know what shingles is. I remember I had it. My dad had it. A couple of my friends had it. My in-laws had it. And like, okay, I'm going to just prescribe medicine. But, man, I had a shingles that week. I couldn't do the conference. But so Medicare, how is Medicare different at Kaiser versus everybody else? Because you're the only one where everything's in one place, right?
Yeah, all the services are typically in one location, and it's really all-encompassing. So we cover everything that Medicare does cover, and a bit more. We offer other things. There's a lot of coordination that happens seamlessly within the Kaiser network, especially for specialists as well as folks with comorbidities. So it's, to me, it helps with continuity of care, coordination of care, our delivery care model.
Yeah. So real quick, I'm all over the place when I do these radio shows. I'm top of mind. I'm going to forget it, so I'll bring this up. So I was talking to somebody just almost every week. I talk to somebody that's going to be turning 65 or already turned 65. And then he goes, oh, do I have to sign up for Medicare? I'm still working. Do you have to sign up for A or B or just A?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. So Medicare has 4 parts, A, B, C, and D. When typically you're eligible to sign up for Medicare when you turn 65, there's that 7-month window.
7 month window from
from your 65th birthday. So 3 months before you turn 65, it includes your birth month, and then 3 months after you turn 65, you can enroll onto Medicare. However, if you're working, and you could pick up Medicare A and B if you'd like, and or you could defer picking up Medicare if you're covered by your employer plan. So as long as your medical plan meets the it's the same as or better than Medicare, you could defer your Medicare enrollment if you'd like. Because typically, if you did defer it and you didn't have any other health insurance, you could be assessed a late enrollment penalty. And that penalty for Medicare B as in boy is actually 10% for every year that you didn't have it. However, if you're covered by your employer plan and it meets the Medicare credibility certification, you don't have to worry about that penalty.
You don't have to sign up for A or B?
You don't have to sign up for A or B. I would always encourage you to sign up for Medicare A, though. So Medicare A is hospital. And if you've worked 40 quarters, you've paid an equivalent of 10 years of Social Security payroll tax, you actually bought Medicare A. So you don't have to pick it up, but why leave money on the table? I would definitely encourage everyone to get it if you're eligible.
But if you have it, isn't it better having it than not having it?
I think so.
Is it added coverage?
Yeah, it's added coverage. So what the hospital benefit does for Medicare A is it covers hospital, hospice care, home health, and skilled nursing. So all of those benefits are part of that. So although you have your health insurance through your employer, it beefs up the hospital benefit.
So I always heard that you always have to sign up for A and B.
You could do A and or B. So if you're working and you want to defer your Medicare B, that's possible. Or if you don't even want to pick up A and B until you actually retire at a later date, that's also possible. It's a little complicated. Everybody's situation is different. So they definitely should outreach to their health insurance person or their Medicare specialist to double check that.
So I had a conversation 2 weeks ago with a friend of mine. He said, And he's like going to be 68. He wants to work till 70. I said, oh, that's good. I mean, if you can, why not? Yeah, well, my Social Security is going to be higher, obviously, at a later age, right? So I said, okay. So did you at least sign up for Medicare A or B or A and or B? He goes, oh, I know. My HR person said I don't need to sign up for Medicare because he works at a hospital. And so he doesn't need A or B.
Well, I would have encouraged him to pick up A because he paid for it. But the HR is right. He doesn't need it. However, the Medicare B, some people pick it up because it's just easier to do it all when you turn 65. But keep in mind that Medicare B does have a premium associated to it. And right now, the base rate for Medicare B is $170.10 a month.
Is that for all Medicare providers?
For all Medicare beneficiaries, no, because those folks who are considered a high income wage earner, Medicare will actually turn around. Social Security, CMS, will increase that Medicare Part B rate up, dependent upon where their income status falls. And they pull that from your IRS
statements. They're connected. So if you're still working, that's your premium will be higher.
Your income is higher. So most folks do defer it, the Medicare B part, because of the cost.
But A, there's no cost at all.
Generally, there's no cost.
When you say generally, why do you say generally?
Well,
is there a cost?
Well, you have to work at least 40 quarters or pay a minimum of 10 years of Social Security payroll tax for there not to be a cost for Medicare A. But, you know, Hawaii, we got a lot of people coming in to the state international. And they're going to work, but they may not have worked the amount of quarters to get it free. So they would be paying a premium if they wanted to pick up A earlier.
So what happens if they can't afford that premium? They got to go on a Medicaid plan? Called QXA or?
QXA. So it's Quest Integration now.
Quest, yeah. Okay.
So Medicaid, Quest Integration, QXA. Yeah. It's a state agency. And it's for those folks who have limited income. They provide services such as medical. And if you're Medicare, they also have a Medicare savings program that will help in paying for your Medicare Part B premium. And again, it is somebody with limited income that would be eligible.
So that's what you call dual eligibles, as they say in the industry?
Yes, dual special needs plans.
Okay. Well, we got to take a short break here. We're here with Brandy, Miss Brandy from Kaiser Permanente and the Medicare side. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I'm Percy Hari, your host. And as you guys know from that commercial that you just probably heard, I've been in the reverse mortgage industry for 20 years. It's hard to believe. And that's the reason why I got involved with Generations Magazine and got involved with educating myself all these years, that I was 42 years old, sitting across somebody that's 65, 70, 85 years old, and I didn't really have a great idea of what their life was like. So I train agents and attorneys and financial advisors, realtors. I said, listen, you can't service or sell a product in any industry until you know who your client is. It's like Medicare sales. They want to sell you this plan because it's the best plan. Well, how do they know? They should be asking you a lot of questions about your life, your medications, your health issues, prior and future, where do you live, all this kind of stuff to address how to solve the problem. So anyway, and by the way, October 1st, I'm signed on. I'm managing the largest reverse mortgage company in the country called American Advisors Group, AAG, and that's the guy you see with Tom Selleck with the commercials and ads you see out there. So you're going to see more of that going forward statewide. We're the largest reverse mortgage lender in the country. We are a direct lender, not a mortgage broker. So all the answers you get are from myself or my staff here. So anyway, just a little plug for that. If you want more information, you can always call me. We do monthly workshops, by the way. So you can call me 808-234-3117. And as you know, October 1st is our annual Aging in Place workshop at the Alamona Hotel. We're going to have 6 rooms going on at one time with different speakers every hour, switching out 8:30 to 11:30 in the morning and 11:45 to 2:30, 2:15 in the afternoon on October 1st. So check us out there. If you don't want to go to that because it's very crowded and very busy and all the rooms are full, at the fourth Wednesday of every month, we're going to do our mini aging in place. I call it the realities of aging. It's basically only one room. Myself and maybe a few other speakers talking about your life going forward as you age. So I kind of walk people through a scenario of different issues of your health, aging in place, financial, legal, even though I'm not a financial advisor or attorney, but I just kind of walk you through and how to solve these problems, give you solutions, give you resources, and things to think about as you age, because 90% of us want to age in place. The issue is going to be how are you going to do that once you have health issues, once you have financial issues, when you have infighting, or one of your kids says, "Hey, Dad, can I move back home with you?" Okay, but no. Oh, Dad need care. Oh, well, you want to move to Seattle with me? No, I'm not moving out of Hawaii. So all these kind of things we're going to walk people through, and trying to help you navigate aging. And that's what I've been doing for 20 years. I have 2 designations. I'm a certified senior advisor, which is the only double accredited designation in the country in the financial and senior industries. And I also have the designation CLTC, Certificate in Long-Term Care Planning. So I help many times a week have to talk to families about planning long-term care. So I provide all the options out there for you, and you guys decide what you guys want to do. But anyway, we're here with Miss Brandy from Kaiser. She's a Medicare specialist, been here for a while, knows this stuff inside and out. So I know you got to talk about A, B, C. I know there's, and actually I hear there's an E, D, and E, F, and G, right?
Yeah, those are Medigap plans. But the main parts are A, B, C, D.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, in the beginning of the show, before we started, it's Kaiser against everybody else, right? Either you Kaiser, one-stop shop, or you piecemeal it out and find your own doctor for all these different things. And, you know, since beginning part of the year, I've been trying to get another doctor. Unfortunately, my plan does not have allow option for Kaiser. So that's why I have to do it this way. And finally, I called up one of my friends who's a big wig at one of the hospitals. Hey, I need some help here. And he goes, okay, call this person. Call this person. Okay, your appointment to interview the doctor is 2 months out. 2 months out? And guess what? I get a call last week. Oh, I'm sorry. He's off that day. Now, he took a different day off. We need to reschedule you. Like, oh, my goodness. So, guys, it's really important, especially if you're, it depends on what age you are, make sure your doctor is younger than you, hopefully. I knew if my doctor was going to retire for like 2 years, but never really thought about it. And I should have done something before because they got taken over by another hospital. And it's just, you can never get anybody on the phone. So my last straw was I walked into the office. Hey, can't get you guys on the phone. What do I do? So that's how I found out that, okay, this is a new doctor, but can never get a hold of that person. So I'm switching hospitals. So anyway, it's a long story. But anyway, you have Medicare questions, Brandy, before I forget, what number do they call you? Because I don't want to have them call 800 number.
Oh, no, you'd actually call me locally. So call me at 808-291-7366. Again, I'm Brandy Ching. I work for Kaiser Permanente in the Medicare department. And I can help you with your questions about Medicare or even your Medicare Advantage plan options.
Okay, slow down the phone number because I have that problem as well. I can't write it as fast as you. I listen. And so I'm not good at karaoke. People want to make me sing a song called, okay, no. I can't read and sing it at that time. I can't do that fast enough. So slow down. What's the phone number now so I can write it down?
808-291-7366.
Okay, slow down one more time because I need to put it on my phone as well.
Okay.
808-291-7366. 66, okay.
Yep.
Reason why, when I have a question, I'm going to call you, Brandy.
Sure.
And that's Brandy with an I.
Brandy with a Y.
A Y.
Like cognac.
Okay. No, I'm putting it in my phone, guys. So this is what I do when I meet people. Except I forgot your last name, too.
Ching, C-H-I-N-G.
That whenever I have a question or a problem or somebody wants to think about it, I have you on my phone.
Yeah.
See? So.
And for those out there in the radio, just to let you know, I am on the island of Oahu with Percy.
So when you say that, what happens if somebody's on the neighbor islands?
They can still call me. I can still give them information.
Yeah. Is it different though? So do you have a location on all the islands or only one or two islands?
Oh, for Kaiser, our Medicare plans, we offer it on Oahu, Maui, and Hawaii Island.
Okay, not Kauai.
Not Kauai.
Yeah, it is limited on Kauai. I know
it
that.
It really
unfortunately.
Is.
Actually, all the neighbor islands are limited to a certain, mm-hmm. certain degree. So you mentioned something interesting. And I know people talk about all these plans. So what I heard, and I only know because I'm not a Medicare expert like you, when I turned 65, so Medicare is like everything else, 80-20, right?
Well, it depends on the plan that you choose.
That's what I'm trying to get at. A lot of people don't know that, right?
That's true. So Medicare by itself is known as Original Medicare, and it's basically Medicare will pay 80% of Medicare allowable charges, and then you're responsible for the 20%. And typically there are deductibles that need to be met first before Medicare kicks in. And then you have the opportunity of picking up Medicare Advantage plans that help to actually offset those types of deductible costs.
So you talk about the 20%?
Talking about the deductibles, talking about the 20%, because some plans do have co-insurances, which are percentages, and some plans have fixed dollar copays. So it all depends on the plan design that you choose, because it's up to you, and also any additional benefits you want to add, like dental, vision, or hearing.
Right. So to cover the other 20%, you have to sign up by a certain time, though. Is that correct?
So when you're initially eligible for Medicare, you have that opportunity to sign up. So whenever your Medicare A and B kicks in, that makes you eligible to enroll onto a Medicare C, which is a Medicare Advantage plan, and a Medicare D, which is a prescription drug plan. So it's all around that time when you become initially eligible. Or there's the annual enrollment period, which is actually going to be starting real soon.
That's October.
October 15 through December 7.
Right.
And that's when all Medicare beneficiaries can join, drop, or switch coverage. And any changes made during the annual enrollment period will begin January 1st.
Okay. But back to my friend's situation where they did not sign up for A and B because they're not going to retire until 70 years old. He works at a hospital. So I said, I'm good. I'm still healthy. And he is very healthy. He's really healthy. I don't think he takes any medication either, you know. And so he goes, I didn't sign up for A and B. So I said, well, you better check with your HR. HR said, I don't have to sign up for A and B. It's okay. Well, I would just still check it out or talk to Medicare specialist. Because my experience, not all HR personnel is very versed on Medicare plans.
That's true.
And qualifying. And it's not their job, that's why.
Absolutely. So you really are better off speaking with Social Security, speaking with Medicare, or speaking with a Medicare specialist locally, because your situation might vary. So to find out more specific information for your particular situation, definitely outreach to somebody like myself.
So, like I said, back to my friend's situation, they're gonna retire at 70. The company is paying for his health insurance. But you had mentioned that when to get the supplement plan or the advantage plan that covers the other 20%, that's what I'm trying to drive at. I'm trying to tell people, you're going to have more health issues as you get older. And it could be quite catastrophic, quite expensive if you have a heart problem or cancer or some other major disease. Well, that 20% could be quite a lot.
Yeah. In fact, if the 20% on whatever the bill is, so it can be catastrophic.
But isn't there a cap on those kind of things?
With original Medicare, no. But with a Medicare Advantage plan, yes, there's what's called an out-of-pocket maximum, which will protect you, the Medicare beneficiary, against catastrophic medical costs.
Okay, so my point is, I'm trying to get at, is that you said when they qualify for A and B, he qualified for A and B at 65 years old. He's 70 now. Would he still be able to get that Advantage plan?
Yes, so what makes him eligible is enrolling onto Medicare A and B at his retirement. So that's a special enrollment period where he can pick up Medicare A and or B at his retirement. And then that makes him eligible to enroll onto a Medicare Advantage plan, which is a Medicare C and D. Now, it's a little tricky enrolling onto Medicare Part B after age 65 because
yes,
there's that late enrollment penalty that you might be subjected to. However, as long as you're covered by a plan that meets or exceeds Medicare coverage, your employer can go ahead and fill out an employment information form. It's a CMS L-564 plan, I believe, form. And then what that does is basically validates that you had creditable medical coverage from when you turned 65. So your employer would fill that out. There's another little Medicare 40B form that you would fill out, and you would give both forms to Social Security locally to enroll onto Medicare B. And having that employment information form, again, will waive that late enrollment penalty, which is kind of substantial. It's 10% for every year that you didn't
every
have.
Every year, right? And that penalty is not a one-time penalty.
No, it's for life.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're looking at a base rate of 170.10 right now, that's a hefty increase.
Is that per year or per month?
For the penalty. It's 10% per year.
Okay. So I see this commercial with Kaiser where he has a 5-star rating. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're very proud of that. We've consistently been awarded 5-star status by Medicare. And what they do is Medicare actually evaluates all the Medicare health plans annually. And they give a star rating of 1 to 5 stars, and 5 stars being excellent. And what they do is they look at different performance assessments, over 50 different parameters, things like chronic care management, Part D prescription coverage, member satisfaction, preventive care services, to name a few. And what the 5-star status signifies, it shows that plan is performing at a high level. And it also opens the enrollment period for those who have a 5-star plan in their area. They can enroll onto that 5-star rated plan December 8 through November 30. So we've been awarded consistently for the past 5 years.
Why only November, not December?
Oh, because the annual enrollment period kicks in again. And so the annual enrollment period ends December 7th. So that's when the... Shucks, I'm flubbing this up. But basically, December 8th through November 30th.
Okay.
Why? It just is.
That's why you get the 5-star rating. And you're the only one in Hawaii that has a 5-star rating.
Actually,
is that correct?
Yes, we are.
That's impressive. See, you got an expert Medicare person here, Ms. Brandy Ching. So let me ask you this. I live in town. Do I have to go to Kaiser Moanalua, or can I go to Kaiser on that?
Actually, you could go to any Kaiser Permanente medical office, in-state, on-island, neighbor island, or even out-of-state. So your Kaiser membership, you can get your routine care at any location. You decide what Kaiser Permanente best meets you. So my parents live out in East Oahu, but they come for most of their services at Kaiser Mopunapuna, Moanalua, as well as Kaiser Honolulu, depending upon the specialist.
Oh, okay. That's what I was. That was my question. I think pharmacist girl was here because I think down the road I'm looking at that myself because I like the fact I got really turned off and I'm still kind of having issues with the doctor, trying to find another doctor.
Like, it's tough to
and
find
getting referral.
Doctor.
Oh my goodness! So let me ask you this: what about prescription drugs? Do you have your own pharmacy or you guys?
Oh yeah, we have our own pharmacy, X-rays, labs, hospital, primary care, and specialty services. All of our medical offices do have a pharmacy in them, well, except one. Kahuku Kaiser is a little country clinic, and it only has one doctor.
Sure. Hey, at least you got one.
Yeah, and it's all the way out in Kahuku, but it's by the shrimp farm, so it's kind of nice.
Oh, man, those shrimp farms are so good. I was there about 6 months ago. Oh, man, the lines were so long, though. I was quite impressed, but quite shocked at that long line. So you don't use like Walgreens or CVS or anything for pharmacy?
No, everybody just comes into Kaiser Permanente, except for the Kahuku. We use the La'ie Foodland Pharmacy.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Oh, it's interesting. So with regard to Medicare, they can sign up 3 months and plus your birth month and 3 months after that. And do they just meet with you in person or do it over the phone or web or Zoom? Or how do they do that?
Oh, thanks. That's actually a great question because we do webinars. So we do that. I do seminars weekly at two locations.
Oh, you do?
Where? And so our Kaiser Honolulu Pensacola Clinic right by McKinley High School.
Yeah.
And then we have a West Oahu Clinic, which is out in Kapolei, kitty corner from Costco. So I do those once a week at those two locations. And I also meet with
all
folks
year long or just
yeah,
really
all year long ever since we opened up because you know we've been doing everything by phone for the last couple of years, but now we're open again. So and I do meet with people in person also, as well as over the phone or just mail stuff up in, you know, because some folks they'd rather do it that way.
So you can sign for Medicare over the phone
for the Kaiser a Medicare Advantage plan? Yeah, we do telephonic enrollments. I also do...
When we say Advantage plan, they're not for the regular Medicare plan?
No, for regular Medicare, they can definitely enroll into Medicare A and B with Social Security. They can do it online at the ssa.gov website, or they could give Social Security a call.
Oh, they don't sign up through you guys?
I could help them do that, but they would still need to set up their own Social Security account, and I would just be coaching them to enroll onto Medicare B.
So, question, what's the biggest difference between Kaiser, Medicare, and everybody else? What's your biggest point?
Well, the biggest point is that we deliver the care, and there's a lot of subtleties in it. So, like, you know, as we age, some of us have increased health issues. And there's a lot of coordination that happens behind the scenes. So Kaiser, we have social workers. We have geriatricians. We have folks that can help transition care. So let's, for say, example, you might have a stroke or a heart attack. And you're needing PT at home. Or maybe you're in a skilled facility and you're transitioning to home or to a care home. So we help coordinate all of that.
Well, I know you guys have nurses that go out into the community, right?
Yeah, we even have physicians that do that on occasion, too, when they're in hospice.
Because I have a good friend of mine. I mentioned a story before, but I'll mention it again because you guys maybe haven't heard that story before. Is that I had a good friend of mine, and we were talking about what we're going to get our wives for Christmas. And he goes, oh, I said, what are you going to get? He goes, oh, I'm going to get a GPS. This is back like 10, 15 years ago. You know, back in the day, you had a GPS in your car. What do you call that thing? Or when you get buy a rent a car, if you're like you're in Vegas, whatever, you buy a separate thing for like 20, 30 bucks for the day, the GPS thing. So he goes, I'm going to get a GPS. I said, your wife's local, right? He goes, yeah. She doesn't know how to get around the island. Oh, she does, but every day is different. I said, what are you talking about? She's a nurse. Isn't she work at a hospital? Oh, she doesn't work at a hospital. She works at Kaiser, by the way. And he goes, oh, no. She goes every day. She visits clients. I said, oh, I never heard of that. He goes, yeah, that's what she does. That's her job. Every day, she has a list of clients. She has to visit every day and check up on them. Wow, I thought that was a fantastic service. Actually, I have actually spoken to that group, and I don't know what you guys call that group.
We have our Quest. Okay. Our Quest nurses that do that, and then we also have our Switch nurses that do that. So it depended upon the level of care.
Okay, maybe we might have Switch nurses.
Because yeah.
So I went and talked about how, when they see the client, how to ask probing questions and find out more things besides health. Because if you talk to them and you mention, say, oh, I got this thing in the mail, that your red flag should go up. Not that they have to investigate it and be like a detective, but you know, provide some resources to them. Say, oh, you know, if you have any issues, call the Bennett Business Bureau,
like,
or call APS, or call the, you know,
food HPD. Insecurities, housing insecurities,
fall protection,
all
that's
of
something
that.
You might mention to them. I've done a lot of speaking engagements on different topics on aging, and that's something that they might, if they haven't done it already, equip themselves with some resources. Or they can always call me. I refer people out all the time, you know. Can we talk about dual eligibles, the people that need help?
Yeah. So dual eligibles, those are folks that not only have Medicare A and B, they have also Medicaid through the state, and Medicaid medical. And having Medicaid medical provides them with the opportunity to pick up a Medicare, Medicaid, dual special needs plan. And what's nice about this plan is that, there's a couple of things. There's different levels. So with Medicaid medical, they'll also see about having you apply for the Medicare savings plan, which might provide you with financial subsidy to pay for your Medicare Part B premium, where the state would actually pay Social Security for your Medicare Part B. So that's a nice thing. They'll also see if you qualify for other services. So the feds also have, Social Security has a financial assistance program called Medicare Part D Drug, Extra Help for those folks with limited income. So the dual special needs plan, what it is, it's a Medicare Advantage plan, it's a Medicare Medicaid. There are no copays, and there's no premiums.
No premiums.
Yeah, there's no premiums.
My ears just perked up.
Yeah, so for those folks who do qualify for Medicaid medical eligibility, as well as for Medicare A and B, they could be eligible for this dual special needs plan.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
And it also comes with other things such as home visits, like the nurse will come out and do a home assessment and other things like that. So it's really a nice, full, encompassing type of medical plan.
Well, Brandy, you're so knowledgeable. I'll tell you, if you listen to the show, if you haven't got ready to call Brandy up, give her a call and check out Kaiser. Again, your phone number?
Okay, my phone number is 808-291-7366. And that's my direct cell.
Yeah, so, and she doesn't return your call, call me, 808-234-3117. Because I get people give the phone number out, hey, this guy never called me out, call me back, you know. If I give you a referral, if there's any complaint, you always call me back. That's why I cherish my referrals, Brandy.
Oh, Percy, I have a little giggle about that because Hawaii people are notorious. We call, but we don't leave message. So please, if you call and you get my answering machine, leave a message and I'll call you back.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of times we get busy, right? So one, it's like 10 years ago, the guy called me like at 8 o'clock in the morning, right at 8:01, right? I'm super busy. I'm usually busy in the morning. I was busy all day this one day, and I didn't call him back till like 3 o'clock. And he goes, Percy, I called you like 8 o'clock this morning. Oh, yeah, I got your message. Thank you very much. What can I do for you? Are you sick? I go, no. Are you in Las Vegas? No. Hey, I've been waiting here since 8 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock. How are you going to call me up back earlier? You can't tell them, oh, I'm sorry, I was busy, huh? But please, yeah, it's really important. Leave a message. Because when I get calls from people that don't leave a message and they call like 3 times in an hour, I know they want me and local people. So I know you don't want to leave messages. But it's really important for me because of my busy schedule, and I will call you back. I want to know more details about why you called. Then if I get your voice message, I can give you more information. So please always leave a detailed message. But, and then there's one thing I'll tell you. There are scams out there, even with text messaging. I got a text yesterday. And it says, is this Percy? Like, it's a mailing number. So I have this app that I can put in the phone number and it'll say where is it coming from. Or if it's a local number, or if it's a scam, possible scam. This one was a possible scam, a known number. So I just erased it. And I got a text from a friend of mine about a year ago, I mean 2 years ago. And this guy, you know, he's a friend, but I don't know him that well. He goes, okay, Percy, can you buy me like 5 Apple cards? This guy would never ask me that question. So I texted him back, which I should have never done. I should have called him. I texted him back, say, hey, I'm kind of busy. Why don't you call me later on? So he never called me back. So I called him because, Percy, you're like the fourth person today. It had his name on the text, but not the correct phone number. Oh, my God. So if you get a text or email, look carefully at the phone number or the email because it could be off by one digit, one number, one letter. So just food for thought. Anyway, Brandy, thank you so much. I have your phone number now.
Yes.
So I have quite a question. I'm going to call you.
Please do.
But thank you so much. And I look forward to having you guys at the Aging in Place Workshop. So don't forget, October 1st, Aging in Place Workshop, Alamon Hotel is very busy. Be there early, stay late. Worst case, bring a friend and stay in the afternoon. The afternoon session is a little lighter. Otherwise, the fourth Wednesday of every month, we have our mini Aging in Place, which I call the Realities of Aging. We get a small group. You do have to call the RSVP. And I'll talk to you about what kind of needs and wants you have so I'm prepared on different topics that we speak about. But anyway, thank you so much. Brandy, good to see you. I will see you October 1st. Enjoy Kaiser. I may be calling you one day. I'm only 62, though, so sorry, girlfriend. Anyway, great. Everybody have a great weekend, as always. If you're golfing, stay in the short stuff. If you're golfing, you can call me up. I may be available. But as always, everybody, have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.